Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly, with unerring accuracy, at all men everywhere in the world sometime in their life. To meet this challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle. The soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater. Stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. What is a journey but traveling from one destination to another? And what is life, in its most important sense, but a journey? A journey can be long and difficult, or short and comfortable, depending on the distance and how you travel and where you're going. In our story this week, The Journey, we offer some hints to travelers which are aimed at making their journey pleasant and successful. Rolf Gompertz wrote our story, and Les Tremain takes the role of Major Farrington of the Salvation Army. Here's Act One of The Journey.
Okay, Skippy. Sit down over here. Mother and I will be right behind you.
I want to sit by the window.
No, you said you wouldn't fuss. Sit down.
I want to look out the window.
Well, I think that can be arranged.
Oh, no, please don't bother.
I was a little boy once, too.
Well, thank you, but it's not necessary, really. Now, Skippy.
I really don't mind.
Well, it's very nice of you, but isn't that nice of the gentleman, Skippy?
Oh, boy, I get to sit next to the window.
What do we say, Skippy?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm Roger Warren.
How do you do? I'm Major Farrington, Salvation Army.
Uh-huh. Nice to meet you. This is my wife, Pat. Honey, this is Major Farrington.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for letting Skippy sit by the window.
That's quite all right.
Skippy?
Hey, we're moving.
Skippy?
Oh, boy.
Skippy.
What, Dan?
This is Major Farrington, Skippy.
I know.
Well, how about saying hello?
Hello.
Hi, Skippy.
Look, another train.
Yes. Now, behave yourself. Okay?
Okay, Dad. Hey, look, horses.
Oh, you'll see a lot more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Is this your first train ride?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
To visit my grandpa in New York.
Well, that's where I'm going.
To visit my grandpa?
No, New York.
Oh. Is this your first train ride?
No.
Your second?
No. I've taken lots of train rides.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You want to come visit my grandpa?
Well, why don't we think about that when we get there, Okay?
Okay.
How old are you, Skippy?
5. Tommy's only 2.
Tommy?
He's my brother.
Oh.
He's too young for a long trip like this. We left him at home with Mrs. Gorsuch.
Oh.
She's our babysitter.
I see. I bet you're looking forward to seeing your grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you haven't seen him for a long time.
Oh, no. He comes every summer. But this year we're going to go see him. He wanted us to bring Tommy, too, but Mommy said that'd be too hard. Tommy'd be too hard to take care of on a train. I'm not.
Oh, you're very good on a train.
Uh-huh. Are you a real major?
Yes.
Where's your gun?
I don't have a gun.
I thought you said you were in the Army.
The Salvation Army.
Oh. What's that?
Well, It's a group of people who believe that God wants us to help people who need help and to teach them about God's love.
Oh.
For instance, we go to visit people in hospitals. We help people find jobs. We try to work with people who are in jail. And we help mommies and daddies and children who need our help.
Oh. Why do you wear a uniform?
Because we're soldiers of God. In other words, Skippy, this is my religion, just like you have your religion.
I don't have a religion.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you believe in God.
Dad, do I have a religion?
Huh? I'll talk to you about it sometime.
Do we believe in God?
I'll talk to you about it some other time, Skippy.
The major said I had a religion and that I believed in God.
Yeah, now look, Skippy, I want you to come back here and sit with Mother, and now, I'll change seats with you.
I don't want to.
Skippy.
I want to sit by the window.
Skippy, I'll let you sit by the window.
Well, all right. I got to go sit with my mother.
Okay, Skippy.
I thought he'd like to sit with his mother a while.
He's a wonderful little boy.
Yeah, thank you. He talks a little bit too much sometimes.
Well, he's a bright little youngster.
Yeah. Say, he sure can ask questions. Too many sometimes.
He's alert.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure his grandfather is looking forward to seeing him.
Oh, yes.
Is he your father?
Yes.
Skippy told me that you're going to see him this year instead of his coming out to see you.
Oh, yes. He couldn't make it this year. Oh.
It's very nice of you to go.
Well, doesn't have much time to live.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you. Skippy doesn't know. Please don't discuss it with him.
No, of course not. I understand.
Thank you. One other thing, Major.
Yes.
I'd appreciate your not discussing religion with him. We don't believe in it.
Oh?
We don't believe in forcing religion on a child. I mean, who are we to say that our religion is right, huh? We want him to wait until he's grown up. Then he can compare them and check them all out. Make a reasonable choice if he wants to.
I see. What about yourself?
What about me?
Do you have a religion?
Oh, I gave it up, Major. Had my fill of it.
Oh. What about your father?
What about him?
Well, how will you explain his death to Skippy when it happens?
Oh, it's a normal process of nature.
Do you think he'll be satisfied?
Sure, yeah.
Do you think you'll be satisfied?
Yeah. Major?
Yes.
Let's change the subject, huh?
All right.
You've heard Act One of The Journey, starring Les Tremaine as the Major. I'd like to take this time to thank you for your cards and letters, both to this station, which brings you the program as a part of its public service schedule, and to the Salvation Army, who hopes that you have been both entertained and informed by Heartbeat Theater, and made aware of the human needs existing not just in remote parts of the world, but sometimes in the house next door, and how, with your assistance, the Salvation Army is helping meet those needs. Be generous, please, in your interest and your help. They're doing a wonderful job for you. Now, Act Two of The Journey.
I must have dozed off.
You didn't miss anything.
One telephone pole looks just like the next, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, we've been traveling almost a full day now.
Yes.
Skippy's still napping?
Mm-hmm. Thanks again for letting him lie down in your seat.
Oh, don't mention it.
Roger likes it best in the lounge car.
No, that's a good place to stretch your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, you have a lovely boy.
Thank you.
You can tell he comes from a good home. He seems to be a happy, well-adjusted little boy.
We're trying to give him a good emotional climate.
Well, that's everything. I can appreciate what you're doing, because I see so much of the other kind of home. The children, the parents, the twisted lives.
It's sad.
Yes.
Major.
Yes?
Well, I just want to apologize if my husband said anything that offended you. About religion, that is.
Oh, no apology necessary.
It's something of a sore spot with him.
I gathered that.
We both have reasons for feeling this way about it.
People usually do.
Well, I mean, we feel we can lead decent lives without having to be religious.
Sure. You're the proof that it can be done. You're both leading good, decent lives.
Yes, that's just what I mean. I don't have anything against religion. It's just never been a part of my life.
And you've never felt the need for some kind of belief?
I just keep busy, Major. If you think about everything, you never get anything done. I believe in taking good care of my husband and the children, the home. I collect for charity drives. I'm involved in school activities and rummage sales, pancake breakfasts and picnics and auctions and this committee and that committee. I believe in doing the right things rather than just thinking about them.
Well, I can't quarrel with that. You're doing the right things.
I think so.
Don't you ever wonder, though, sometimes if there isn't more to all this than these day-to-day events of your life?
Yes, sometimes I wonder. I don't think about it too long, though, Major. I get back to the things I have to do. The washing, the dinner, rummage sale, the familiar things, Major. The things I understand.
But don't you think it would be easier for you to consider the values of life, the important facts which made life meaningful, while you can do so calmly? Before a crisis arises which makes you face these facts. We all face crises in our lives. It's good to know what counts most with us.
I guess so.
Oh. Mommy.
I'm here, honey. Oh, you took such a nice nap. Oh. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi, Skiffy.
Hi. I want to come and sit with you, Mommy.
Well,
no, that's
honey.
All right. I think I'll go into the lounge for a while. Come and sit down, Skip.
Thanks again, Major.
Sure. Hi, Roger.
Oh, hi, Major.
You mind if I sit down?
Oh, no, not at all.
Skippy just woke up from his nap.
I'm sure he's enjoying this trip.
It's a big experience.
Yeah, he wants to be a conductor when he grows up. Last week it was a fireman.
Yeah, he must have visited the fire station.
Yeah.
I guess every father wonders what his son is going to be when he grows up.
And you usually hope he'll be smarter than his old man. At least about the field he picks.
Roger.
What?
I'm very puzzled by something that seems to bother you.
Oh?
Why are you so opposed to religion?
Oh, I'm not opposed to it.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, it's okay for people who still have to have it.
You speak of it as if it were a drug, some habit-forming vice, a crutch.
Well, isn't it?
Do you expect me to agree with you?
Well, no, I guess not. Hardly.
Really, why do you have such a low opinion of religion?
Oh, I don't have a low opinion of it. It was all right in its time.
You mean it's no longer meaningful?
Something like that.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean it served its purpose when people still needed it. I mean, when they were still ignorant and superstitious, and you can make them believe in miracles and the supernatural. But we've come a long way, Major. We're much more enlightened today. We just can't swallow all the rituals and miracles stuff and holy mumbo-jumbo anymore.
Can you dismiss religion so lightly, Roger? Many serious thinkers are still giving a lifetime of serious thought to it. You'd respect them as scientists or artists. Why not as ministers and theologians?
Well, you wanted me to level with you.
I don't think you are.
What do you mean?
I think there's a much more personal reason.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you're right, Major. You really want to know?
Yes.
My father was a very religious man, Major. He was so religious that we couldn't do anything without his bringing God into the act.
Well, what was wrong with that?
From the time I was a little kid, Major, I remember being told that if I didn't do this or I didn't do that, God would punish me. When my tooth fell out, God was punishing me because I forgot to sweep the porch. When my puppy got killed, God was punishing me because I forgot to take it for a walk that day. When I came down with pneumonia, God was punishing me because I stayed out an hour too late on a date. Well, I finally saw the light when I grew up, Major. I had no use for a God who frightens and punishes little kids, who crushes them under an unbearable burden of guilt. I finally freed myself from God.
Your struggle wasn't with God. It was with your father. Some people abuse religion. You can condemn them, but don't condemn religion.
My father even cursed my marriage. He said there'd be trouble, and terrible things would happen because we weren't religious.
God is a God of love. Your father in heaven.
Maybe that's why I could never believe in God, Major. How can you believe in a loving father in heaven if you don't have one on earth? Well, as far as I'm concerned, all you need is the Golden Rule and the Ten Commandments, and you can't go wrong.
Well, that's only the beginning, Roger. Do-it-yourself religion isn't any better than do-it-yourself medicine or do-it-yourself law. You wouldn't think much of a doctor or a lawyer who started a practice without proper training.
Oh, well, that's different.
No, it really isn't. Religion is a discipline, too, Roger. It's a spiritual discipline. It's a frame of reference, a point of view, an attitude with which to face the joys and sorrows of life every moment of our being. It's a dialogue carried on in dignity between the soul and God.
You know, you're an unusual man, Major. I can't say that you've changed my mind, but I can see you've given much thought to this, as much honest thought. No one else has ever been able to make this much sense out of religion for me, I must say.
Thanks. You know, Roger, I'm not only doing this for you. I'm doing it also for Skippy and Tommy.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
There's the Major. Hi, Major.
Hi, Skippy.
Let's go see the Major.
We've already said goodbye to him, Skippy.
But Grandpa didn't meet him. Come and meet the Major, Grandpa.
Oh, Skippy.
This is my Grandpa, Major. This is the Major.
Oh, I'm very glad to meet you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
You know what, Grandpa? The Major knows God.
He's a wonderful little boy. I'm sure you're happy to see him.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice meeting you, Major. Why don't the rest of you stay here while I get the car?
Well, huh? That's a good idea.
Goodbye, Major.
Goodbye.
Grandpa, I want to go with you.
Skippy.
Skippy!
He just ran out in front of me. Is he hurt?
I didn't know he was coming.
Skippy, say something. Say something. Please, talk to me. He's alive. Oh, you'll be all right, Skippy. You'll be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Really, everything.
Daddy.
Yes, yes, honey.
Where do little boys go when they're dead?
But they.
Skippy!
No. No! 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 No!
Well, I always told you something like this would happen. I told you.
Oh, Dad, please.
Moving away, turning your back on me like you did, and turning your back on God.
Mr. Warren.
That's what's come of it. That's what's come of marrying her kind.
Shut up. Shut up! I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dad.
If I hadn't asked you to come, if it hadn't been for me, Skippy would still...
No, Dad. No. No.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I brought some fruit. It's here if anyone wants some.
Yes, that's fine, Pat. Why did this happen, Major? Why?
I don't know.
I just don't understand.
Nobody understands.
He was only a child, a 5-year-old child. It's cruel, Major, pointless. If that's life, how can you believe in God?
How can you not believe in God? What else is there to believe in? Where else can you turn for comfort?
Maybe this was his way of getting even with me.
No.
Maybe even this was his way of punishing me.
No, Roger. Don't try to judge God the way you judge men. Men are petty. God isn't. Don't try to understand why it happened. It just happened.
Then the whole thing is pointless.
No. I can't answer all your questions now, Roger. You're not the first to ask, what can one do when night comes at noon? It's not easy to answer until our own hearts are broken. It will not help us to indulge in idle rage and fling faith to the winds and go it blind, though we may feel like it. Time will do much for you. It's full of surprises. But trust and courage will do more. No future is wholly dark when your eyes get used to the dimness. Light a candle of patient trust and seek to walk in places where you can lend a heart and a hand to someone else deeply hurt like yourself. You'll make discoveries you now know nothing about. The ways of God with wounded souls are very gentle. Sunlight hides the depths of heaven. Night brings out the stars.
I'll never get over this. As long as I live.
Yes, I know. That's the joy and sadness of life. But we always remember. We must use our memories to give and receive love more fully as we journey through life. Try to believe this.
We'll try when we go home.
You must, for your own sake.
And for Skippy's.
And maybe for my sake.
Yeah, and Tommy's.
Yes.
Thank you, Major.
That was the final act of the journey with Les Tremain as Major Farrington. Others in the cast were Peter Forster, Dick Beals, Lynn Allen, and Victor Rodman. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story, a presentation of the Salvation Army. Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and is broadcast overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening and have a happy week ahead.